Cliff on the line for the Wage and Burnouts, which are happening this Saturday. Mate, tell me all about it. What are we expecting to see?
Oh, look, we're going to see some pretty tough cars from WA head down to the Great Southern. We usually see cars like Diesel and Uncivil and Tough Enough will head down as definites. Got confirmed Sinister the other day, so yeah, there's a few thousand horsepower going to turn up on our doorstep, and yeah, I hope no one nearby wants to sleep, that's for sure.
Sounds pretty cool. Is there? Are you going to get out there and do a few burnouts yourself?
Oh, mate, I own the Tough Enough Falcon, so I'll probably get out there and have a bit of a squirt at some stage, but I don't tend to compete. That wouldn't look too good, would it?
But what's the? How is the competition judged in regards to burnouts?
Oh, look, we've got a panel of four judges. They basically look at... I guess how much throttle is used on the vehicle, how much smoke they produce, how well they drive it. If they drop it off the pad, they lose points, so on and so forth. At the end of the day, generally, if you can manage to keep it on the pad and keep a consistent rev, you'll go pretty well.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Well, it's all happening in Wagen. Are you guys going to have food for sale, Sunday brekkie, and there's free camping going on, and gates open at 9 a.m. Looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Mate, good luck with it all, and yeah, do a burnout for me.
Oh, look, we'll definitely make plenty of smoke, and there's also a live band that kicks off at about 7 o'clock between the end of competition and the final starting, so get amongst it, grab a beer, watch some skids, and enjoy the live band until close, and everyone can camp for free, so... No need to drive home at the end of the night.
Excellent, mate.
You weren't $20 to get in. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You weren't wrong about people not getting any sleep. Sounds like it's going to be a big one.
Always is. Thanks for your time.